This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Hospitals across Wisconsin are starting to change the food they serve. Yesterday, WPR told you how some hospitals are serving meat raised without antibiotics to try and curb the rise of highly resistant bacteria known as superbugs. Today, Shemaine Mills looks at other reasons for the change.
Hospital food, once the butt of jokes, is aiming to be as fresh and appetizing as a meal cooked at home or in a decent restaurant. But the food isn't just meant to please patients' palates. Rather, some hospitals are looking at the big picture, trying not only to serve food that's good to eat, but is purchased locally and raised in a way that doesn't damage the environment. In a word, sustainability. At a forum this winter on the state's role in food systems and nutrition, UW Health's head chef, Ellen Ritter, explained how they want to buy more produce, meat, and dairy from Wisconsin that's sustainably raised.
When you look at the amount of money we spend and the volume of food that we purchase every year, there's a big need to do it in a very smart way.
Ritter cites studies compiled by the American Independent Business Alliance, which shows on average 48% of every purchase at a local independent business recirculates locally as compared to 14% through a chain store or big distributor.
So that's huge if we can keep almost half of every dollar spent recirculating here, either in our county or in our state.
With 2.7 million meals served at University Hospital and nearby Children's Hospital each year, it's a big operation. They use large food distributors to get everything from fish to produce. But operating on a big scale doesn't mean they can't think small, says Ritter.
We really try to work with those big distributors to bring on local products and use our buying power in a positive way. So now we're able to source all of our frozen vegetables locally, most organically.
Recently, Ritter oversaw a delivery of meat coming in from the distributor Nesfigs. The truck driver rolls a dolly over an uneven ramp to get goods onto the hospital loading dock, which is already filled with crates of fruit and vegetables.
So this is our produce. We actually just recently switched over. All of our produce used to come in cardboard boxes, and now it comes in these crates. So they're reusable crates. We just did it to try and cut down on the vast amount of cardboard that we were generating every day.
UW Hospital is buying more produce as it tries to steer patients, visitors, and staff toward vegetable entrees. They offer them at a lower cost than, say, a cheeseburger. Amy Mim is a nutrition specialist at UW Hospital. She said salad sales have soared.
And we can use creative pricing strategies and menu engineering. And with that, we have witnessed over this past year a tremendous increase in consumer acceptance, if you will, as well as consumer purchasing towards healthier options.
There's a similar effort at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse, where they've also implemented a less meat, better meat policy recommended by the organization Practice Green Health. Sarah Ashbeck is a food service program director at Gunderson.
We're increasing the number of vegetarian options we have available, and with the money saved there, we'll be able to put that money towards sustainable foods such as beef and chicken that are a higher price.
Ashbeck says the conventionally raised beef they now buy costs $2.50 a pound. Grass-fed beef, she says, is almost $6 a pound. But some hospitals are choosing to focus less on the bottom line because they believe the benefits to human health, the environment, and local economy are priceless. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.